Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I've spent 10 years as an election worker in Fulton County, Georgia. The lies Rudy Giuliani told about me and my mommy after the 2020 presidential election have changed our lives.
On Friday, a judge ordered Rudy Giuliani to pay Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman $148 million in damages after conspiracy theories he spread led to the two receiving racist death threats. They were awarded $75 million in punitive damages, while Moss and Freeman were separately awarded another $36 million in damages. In their defamation lawsuit, they were only seeking $43 million. But Giuliani is ready to appeal the decision, which was mostly to decide how much the damages would be. He says the absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
I am quite confident when this case gets before a fair tribunal, it'll be reversed so quickly it'll make your head spin, and the absurd number that just came in will help that, actually.
Although Giuliani said he has valuable information that could have helped his case, he declined to testify during the trial. When asked why, he said he felt any mistake on his part could lead to him being held in contempt. While Ruby Freeman is viewing this as a victory, she notes the work to hold people accountable for the lies about the 2020 election aren't over. In spite of this win, she acknowledges what this money can't do.
Money will never solve all of my problems. I can never move back into the house that I called home. I will always have to be careful about where I go and who I choose to share my name with.
Michigan is the first state to automatically restore voting rights for people leaving prison. The state corrections department already worked with the Secretary of State to register incarcerated people to vote once they're released. This legislation strengthens that program, which has seen more than 5,000 people registered. The new law takes effect in 2025. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley is being criticized for his questioning of Muslim American judicial nominee Adil Abdullah Manji. Along with Hawley, Republican Senators Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz posed questions about Israel, Palestine, and the Middle East. Edward Mitchell with the Council on American Islamic Relations denounced these questions as irrelevant and hostile.
Singling out a Muslim judicial nominee and forcing him to answer gotcha questions about the Middle East simply because of his faith or because of his tangential connections to Muslims who comment on the Middle East is un-American and Islamophobic.
As the year draws to a close, the Senate will be convening this week to hopefully finalize the supplemental aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says it's not easy to reach an agreement on something so complex.
This might be one of the most difficult things we have ever had to work through, but we all know that so much hangs on our success. We know the world is watching. We know autocrats like Putin and Xi are hoping for us to fail. So we need to try with everything we have to get the job done.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.